In
Blog Talk Radio.
Nitong kashila hewane ang intelo ina ajo hewane ang intelo ina ajo hewane ang intelo nitong kashila hewane ang intelo ina ajo hewane ang intelo
aloha. Welcome to Aloha Healers Network. Mahalo, Pathfinder, for our fall healing song. We dogs love the fall. Yes, we do. Woof, woof. This is your host, Brenda Michiko Kelly. And we're talking about Feng Shui. Today is September 7th, 2017. You're going to love this. The Lo Shu, or the flying star number for today, is the number 3 star. I want you to remember the number 3 because we're going to talk about the number 3 star. In the ancient Feng Shui language, it is named the anger star. So the anger star, we know, is a chance for peace. So let's think about peace from the center. The number 3 star is in the center today. So we're all going to go straight to peace. So if you have a question, if you have something you're thinking about, the answer is peace. Today, yes, there's an animal today. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Yes, it is. It is a rooster. And the most fun part is the element today is fire. So we have a fire rooster day. And it is a fire rooster year. This is 2017, the year of the fire rooster. And every year has a feng shui new animal. And the elements go in pairs. So there would be, we had fire monkey last year. And then we're going to switch elements way next year in 2018. But we'll talk about that later. The elements go in pairs when they happen, and the animals go around a compass. They sit around the compass 12 because there's 12 animals, and the rooster lives in the compass direction of the west. So we're going to talk about this. Since there's 12 animals, you can do math in feng shui. So every 12 years, it's going to be another rooster year, right? And so you can see all the babies that are born from February 4th, I believe, is when the feng shui year started this year. And it always starts late like that, so pay attention. These are fire rooster babies, okay? All you new babies that are being born this year, y'all are fire rooster babies. And that's how it works. And all of you are one of the feng shui animals as well. And you have a personal element. But the thing is we all have a west direction in our bagua, which is inside of our homes and actually inside of ourselves. It's our universe. And feng shui is a study of space and time. And the space is the compass. So you get your compass out in space. Where are we? That's what we're talking about, north, south, east, west. The rooster lives in the west. So the west room of your home, for instance, look at it, see what it is. Since this is the year of the rooster, you're going to want to honor what's called the Tai Su, which is the god of the year. Clean that west up and maybe decorate it a little bit, you know, make it fun. And especially if in feng shui, remember we were talking about time and space. The space part is pretty important. So what's in that space? This is feng shui as well. What's in that space matters. And so since it's the year of the fire rooster and the god of the year is sitting there, this is what you do not want there. You do not want your trash can there. You do not want your pile of laundry there. You do not want, you know, all of your shoes that you kick off in a big messy heap there. And things like that. So you can see what I'm talking about, mess, okay, or clutter. This is what you do not want in the West. And by the way, you do not want that in your animal direction either. So find out your animal direction and clean that up too. If you want a feng shui consultation, email pathfinder1111@gmail.com. And we will set that up, and we'll go around your house, and we start with your animal direction. So let's continue talking about more about the West, because the number three star, remember I said we're going to go back to that, also flew to the West for the entire year, for the rooster, okay, for the West. And this is, what did I say? Anger star. Ah, anger, wait, to peace. So we can bring that to peace. So we want to calm it down a little bit in the West. And in feng shui, in the ancient ways, they would put a red apple for peace. Some Chinese word is peace. It sounds like that. It is exactly translated to apple. And the red part is very important because we can also just put red in the West this year, because we are going to want to put some fire or fire colors, or actual, like a candle is fire. And you could be careful of that fire if it's a real fire, okay? Pay attention. But we can use colors for fire, which are red and purple. So those can go in the West. And there are also things in the West that we're going to pay attention to. On a side note, just because it's your animal year and every year is a different year, it kind of doesn't mean that it's the best year for you. It might be, and it can be, that three star is a lot of work to bring that to peace. And so that's what's going to be happening, that vibration in the West and the roosters and all the rooster borns. Or it can happen like this. If you are sleeping in the West part of your home, if you dwell in the West part of your home all the time, you can feel that energy a little bit too. So surround yourself with some purple and red. Get some candles. Remember to pay attention and be safe with the candles. And put all of those, march them all over to the West of your home and honor the fire rooster. And what we're doing is we're calming, with the fire, we're calming down a thing that is on the east-west axis this year, which are the three killings. And remember, you can use simple feng shui cures for all of these things. And we talked about those eagles on the quarters, and that shows in the archives, okay? And so really practice your feng shui. And I love talking about the West and the fire rooster. And remember, the Tai Su is in the West this year, and honoring the Tai Su, because this is all year long until February 2018, okay? And so let's get that number three star under control. So if you're feeling that sort of anxiety, but it's turned up, that could sort of be called what they're talking about as well, the anger part. Okay, this is a very disruptive at a higher level. Okay, and so deep breath and maybe some meditation with your candle over in the West. And by the way, have your back to the West when you're doing your meditation, if you're right there, so that you are not staring at the Tai Su, staring down the Tai Su, because that is considered bad luck. So you want your back to the West if that's where your meditation is. And it's time for our feng shui for today. And we're going to talk a little bit about roots. Yes, roots. And remember, we talked about turmeric a little while ago, And remember that turmeric juice, you got to put on gloves and don't get it on anything, seriously. But we're going to talk about ginger today. Ginger root. It's another root. And these roots are so fun. We love the ginger root. And it has been used in a lot of Asian dishes. But seriously, y'all, if you have never tried a ginger root, they're in the grocery store. Go get one. You have to wash it and peel it. And then you can either shred it and put it in tea, or you can put it in your dishes. And we like to put it in our juices, our smoothies, with our vegetables. It really gives a zing, and it's great for us. Also, it goes in tea. And I like to grate it and put it with some citrus juice in ice cube trays and freeze them and have little grated ginger garnishes for smoothies and soups and all kinds of things. Yum, yum, yum. Your fit tip is ginger. And for our fall education, we get chakra. We're starting to go to chakras from the bottom. Pathfinder. We can start at the top.
Mahalo, Michiko. Si natana nunahisa sustiga. My name is Pathfinder. That's my name in Cherokee. I was looking out the window, and they've got these squirrels. A lot of people in the desert here didn't even know that squirrels were down here. But we're kind of towards the north of the Valley of the Sun here near the Usury Mountains and Superstition, and we have some squirrels. And these squirrels are out there, and they are obviously looking because we've been juicing, and I've been putting out these apple cores. So the squirrel is sending a message, hey, where's my apples? Where's my apples? I want my apples. And they were just being all cute about it. So, hello, Squirrel Nation. And they say, where's my apples? Yeah, yeah. Well, today we're working with Heal Thyself. It's a little theme going on. And light up your chakras. Light up your chakras. A little bit last time, we were talking about the golden light of illumination, which is often seen as coming from the east, from the direction of the sun moving across the face of the earth from the east to the west. And we were talking about the violet flame, particularly of Mother Earth, and this violet flame being the transformative sacred fire. Part of the Holy Spirit and particularly part of the Holy Ghost, the ability to transform, transmute, evolve, and change. So remember the golden light and remember the violet light in lighting up your chakras. We also talked a little bit about the endocrine system last time, in that When you look at the six gland complexes in the body and you look at the seven chakras, that's where the number 13 pops up. And that this is those same 13 steps that the Mayans always put in their pyramids to represent these, among other things, these seven chakras and these six glands. Knowledge is not limited to the Hindu nation. And the ancient Aryan nation, which I don't know if you know it, but actually came through India, okay, before it got anywhere near the rest of, well, Europe, it actually came through India, and the original Aryans were blue-skinned people. And you can even still find some Hindus and some others over in that area that have that blue tint to their skin. That is an Aryan, not a washed out white boy. Okay, those are the Aryans. They have blue and almost purple skin. Not purple, they're actually a blue color. Okay, so they had a lot of knowledge about chakras, and you can go and study several different fields of Hindu mystical knowledge that teaches you about how to work with your chakras. For instance, on each side of the spine, there is a channel, front and back. There is a channel. There are two of them, and one of them represents the sun, and one of them represents the moon. In other words, through one of these channels come the solar energies, and through one of these channels come the lunar energies. In the same way, it's a masculine balanced by the feminine. So there is, this is to show the connectivity of the seven chakras, from the red in the root, the orange in the sacrum, the gold in the solar plexus, the green in the heart of hearts, the blue in the throat, the indigo in the center of the mind, that's the pituitary, and then this very bright violet and ultraviolet lights, which our pineal communicates with. Okay, now this is an important thing when we say communicates with. In other words, each of these chakras are also tied to the glands in that area of the body. And of anything, the nervous system and the endocrine system are the physical manifestations of the chakras. So people say, well, why can't they just see a chakra, right? Well, when we move into the fourth or fifth density of light, we're normally on the third. In other words, when we meditate and when we pray and when we lift ourselves towards Creator, we can see these things and other things, but it's actually a process of maturing. And then who else can see these things? The kids, especially when they're 5 years old and younger, when their systems are still intact and their karmic load for this lifetime hasn't yet descended upon them, they're very connected to the inspirations and they're very connected to God. It's just like a baby in your arms. There's a direct connection going on. They can see these things. Okay, what we need to remember is that there is a lot going on in our universe, and we can't even hear a dog whistle. Okay, so there are things that are in creation that are yet for us to discover. How do we discover these things? Well, one, we maintain our innocence. We maintain our purity of heart. We maintain and protect our soul's energy. Okay, so we hold ourselves in dignity. And this is a whole teaching about how to maintain our sacredness from birth. And this was taught by the clans, okay? This is a lot of ancient information about how to maintain. This has to do with protecting the kids and getting them raised so that they can become a whole adult. In the Cherokee way, we considered adulthood to be achievable at 52. In other words, we knew there was a lot to learn, and that once we had walked the earth, we had a chance at becoming a real person, a complete person. And so the idea of being a complete person at 18, good luck. That's not in the natural order of things. Heal thyself. Light up your chakras. So each of these chakras and the glands around them are communicating on a frequency, and we see this frequency in terms of color. So our root chakra down near our tailbone and reproductive areas is often red and orange, and sometimes the earth tones, okay, particularly if maybe somebody is an earth mother or they're a natural ground, that's their purpose, is to help ground things, then these brown colors all the way down into the even the blacks, like the black of space, are the telestial or the underneath realms. And these underneath realms communicate to us first through our feet and our tailbone. And so the red chakra is actually an earth chakra. Okay, let's go to the heart. What makes us all relatives, everybody on the planet who is a relative, because there can be some who are not relatives that just look human, okay, what makes us all relatives is that we have a green heart. Now, this is saying that the chakra of our heart is green, okay? And this is also the color of nature. This is the color of peace and health, okay? Particularly health. What's another color of peace? Golden. Because when you have wisdom, you have peace. Okay, and let's look at the center of the brain with the indigo, which is the third eye. And we have the power of duality combined. We have the yin and the yang as radiating that purple indigo light. And the reason why this is important, okay, so it's going a little bit beyond what some of the Hindus say, because they talk about the number of petals on each chakra, but sometimes it goes down to two for the third eye. Sometimes it's many, many, many. But the reason for the two is so that we can have balance in all things. We can have balance past and future and thus be in the present. We can have balance male and female and thus become a whole person. And so with this great purple light at the center of our brain, this is the frequency that the organelles that basically automatically run our body talk on that frequency. And so from above, communications, and from beneath, communications, and the communications that come from the sky and the communications that come from the earth translate into a song within our bodies. Heal thyself, light up your chakras. Now, the reason why we talked about the tailbone, the heart, and the center of the brain is that these are the libraries. The libraries of DNA and the crystalline structure that's around that is the DNA, as well as many other organic technologies and understandings that have been crafted into us by Creator and Mother Earth, live in these three spots: tailbone, heart, center of the brain. And through meditation, we can ask our own spirit, and we can and we'll get to this. There's some steps here. We can ask our own higher power to flow energy through these regions and communicate that wisdom and structure to our bodies and to our chakras. Okay? So one of the best places is the heart of hearts. And this is the thymus just above our physical heart. And the thymus is the library for all of us. Okay? So the library in the center of our brain takes care of many, many, many parts of ourselves. But for our whole self, it is the heart of hearts, the thymus. And so in meditation, we can ask our own spirit with the help of our higher power to flow energy through our thymus and to communicate healing to our root chakra. And take 3 minutes to allow your root chakra to heal. There's a certain vibration that will come through your heart of hearts and beam directly into your root chakra in order to heal it. First we heal it, then we seal it in protection, and then we ask it to grow and evolve, to become bright, bright, healthy light. In a similar way and in a different part of the meditation, we ask for our own spirit with the help of our higher power to send the vibration through our heart of hearts to communicate to our sacral chakra. First, to heal the sacral chakra, to bring out that bright, orange, healthy, physical, vibrant energy and manifestation, then protect, to seal, and then to evolve, to grow. Likewise, taking at least 3 minutes with each chakra, we ask for our own spirit, guided and empowered by our own higher power, to flow the energy of healing, sealing, and evolution into our solar plexus, gold, bright gold, into our physical heart, green, a beautiful green, a bright, healthy green, into our throat, the bright blue of communication and protection, into our third eye, that indigo connection to all cosmos and to self-perception, self-knowledge, and combining with wisdom, and to our pineal, which is the violet chakra at the center top of our head, called the Kopavi at the top of our head. And when the light of lights, the light being our own spirit and the light of lights being our higher power, send love, the vibration of love through our heart of hearts to all of our chakras, they brighten to the fullness of a rainbow, which is how our ancestors see us.
Mahalo, Pathfinder. And thanks to all of you for tuning in to Aloha Healers Network. We so enjoy communicating and connecting and sharing with you each and every week. Great big hugs and happy fall to everybody. And we close Aloha Healers Network with the 5 Reiki principles. Today, I let go of anger. Today, I let go of worry. Today, I'm thankful and give thanks for my many blessings. Today, I'm kind with honor and respect to all living beings. I do my work honestly.
Aloha.